This is the journey of an entrepreneur whose curiosity led her towards her fears. When she summoned the courage to face them, she was able to create a thriving business. That business has given her a sense of purpose and changed thousands of lives.
I had this haunting in my heart that somehow I was supposed to go into education. It was almost like I was trying to avoid becoming a teacher, but it just kept coming back to me where I could no longer say no to it.
I'm Chad Grills, founder and CEO of Mission.org, your number one source for accelerated learning. Building a successful, profitable, and growing business is not easy. Trust me, I know. And one of the key things that has helped me through the ups and downs is learning from the best entrepreneurs in the world. Welcome to the journey. Meet Laura Sandifer. When she was 18 years old, her father gave her some advice. That advice would set the stage for the rest of her life.
If you can picture, I'm standing in a driveway in a cul-de-sac in Oklahoma City in 1986. My silver Chevette is packed to the brim, and I am about ready to head to college. My family's in the driveway, and we're all standing there crying, saying goodbye. And I asked my father if you could give me one piece of advice for the rest of my life. What's the message you would send me off with to help me? And I really pictured that he would give me a 20-minute sermonette with lots of philosophical ideas. And he looked at me and he said, Laura, that's easy. It's two words. Be curious.
Be curious. Those two words became Laura's life mission. But when curiosity led her towards the field of education, she fell back. She wasn't interested. And for a long time, she avoided becoming a teacher at all costs.
I realized what had always kept me really curious was education, was learning, was school, and ideas around that. I had this haunting in my heart that somehow I was supposed to go into education. It was almost like I was trying to avoid becoming a teacher, but it just kept coming back to me where I could no longer say no to it. I pictured myself doing something a little more exotic, maybe.
Laura followed another path and chose a field that was about as different from education as possible, aviation insurance. With insurance, Laura found a career that she enjoyed and that paid well. But on some nights and weekends, she still couldn't seem to shake the feeling that she was supposed to end up in education. She took her first steps in that direction when she decided to go back to school to pursue another degree. While she was in school, she built up her credentials by working for academic institutions. But when the time came to make a decision about her own children's future in school, things finally came to a head.
So Jeff and I were in this situation where we had these two young boys looking at us, wondering what they were going to do for school. We had a daughter who's in a very traditional upper elementary school at the time. And someone came to us and said, it's about time that you move your boys into a traditional school. They were at a Montessori school at the time. And Jeff said, well, how soon should we move them? And this person who's an esteemed educator here in Austin said, well, as soon as possible, because the more time they have with having that much freedom, the harder it will be to sit at a desk all day and be talked to by a teacher. And Jeff was like, I don't blame them. And he said, Laura, we can't do this anymore. We're either going to homeschool or create our own school. And my response to that was simply, well, I don't want to homeschool. I did not think that I was capable of doing that and didn't want to be everything to my sons. I really would rather have a community of people helping with that. So I said, well, let's just start a school.
Starting a school is no small thing. And Laura wanted to create something different, a school that would spark her students' natural curiosity, one that encouraged them to dream big.
When you were 6 years old, I bet you were a natural learner, energetic, full of curiosity, and maybe even believing that you were a hero who could change the world. You had dreams and ideas inside of yourself. And we see that with just about every child we ever talk with. And we started with the question, what if you were right? What if children really could do far more than we ever imagined? And that's our starting point.
Despite these lofty goals, Laura felt some trepidation towards the idea. She'd never been an elementary school educator, and she'd never started a business. As an introvert, Laura didn't know if she had what it takes to run a business. She had the idea, but little else. No practical know-how, even less money, and no formal plans. So what do you do when you have a great vision, but no idea how to get there? In Laura's case, you start small and make it up as you go.
We had no grand plan. We didn't have a strategic plan. We didn't have anything. And we definitely did not have a plan that this would expand beyond our own small community. So literally, we just went through the basic steps of a startup business. And I hired a guide. I found a small house to rent. And then I desperately tried to recruit some other families to join us. And we had nothing to show for it. We just were presenting this idea. And luckily, there were five other courageous families who joined us. And we started with a really small school. There were just seven students. Two of them were our own children. And we were just in this wonderful little house in downtown Austin. And we were just kind of living the dream life, creating it as we went along. Jeff likes to describe it as building the airplane as we were flying it, because that's literally what we were doing.
In no time, Acton Academy went from a dream to a reality. But when you jump off a cliff and build an airplane on the way down, you're bound to encounter at least a little turbulence. When we come back, Laura talks about that turbulence and the personal struggles she had to face and overcome to accomplish her mission.
The journey is sponsored by our friends at Salesforce Essentials. We use Salesforce Essentials every day, and it's part of our own business journey. Essentials combines sales and service tools in a single app to help small businesses win customers and keep them happy. See how Salesforce Essentials can help you be your best business at salesforce.com/thejourney.
As Acton grew and gained recognition in its community, more and more people wanted to be a part of the revolution. Within 2 years, Acton Academy began adding more students, teachers, and eventually, schools. From the outside looking in, it seemed like a dream come true for the business owner. But growth also creates complications. In the same way that hiring the wrong employees or targeting the wrong customers can sink a business, Laura was afraid that accepting the wrong kinds of students, teachers, or parents could sink Acton. As more people came into their schools, Laura began to feel fear. What if they lost their unique culture? It was a fear that caused her a lot of doubt and pain.
It was a little bit painful. And one thing I learned in that process was when change happens with a group of young people, you actually need to set aside time to mourn the loss of the past and then embrace the future. So we built in times to reflect on what we will miss when it's not going to be just us anymore, for example, and then what we can get excited about with new people coming in. So those were normal growth pains. I think the hardest challenge was when I had to learn that we couldn't serve everyone. It was really painful for me to say no to families that just weren't good fits for us. I really wanted this to be something that works for everybody, but the truth is it doesn't. And so there's, you know, just with any small business, figuring out exactly who your customer can be, who you can serve, and being able to say no to people who want something different. And so we had to go through the painful experience of letting people go that we loved, but just weren't a fit for what we were doing.
Initially, having those conversations was very difficult for Laura. As an introvert, she was uncomfortable with the confrontation. And as a person who wants everyone to succeed, Laura loathed having to be the one to deliver the hard news. But at this point in her journey, she found that following her fear was usually the right answer. She felt the fear and did it anyways.
Now, after 10 years of doing this, it's actually a relief for me to have a clear idea of who we can serve and who we can't serve. So when I'm talking to parents who are interested, I can get really honest and they can be honest with me. And it no longer is that hard to say, Acton Academy is not where your family is yearning to be right now. And that's actually a very freeing thing to know that we can't serve everyone, but the people we do serve, it's transformative. And once you taste it, you really don't want to go back to anything else.
With the right students, parents, and teachers in place, Acton Academy was taking off. In less than 10 years, it has added more than 130 schools around the world and continues to grow every year. But more important to Laura than the success of the business is the impact it has on the lives of the students and parents who pass through the doors. Thousands of young people learn that they can follow their own curiosity and become the hero of their own journeys.
One of my favorite experiences in all of this was we had a young girl come from a big traditional middle school. She came to us and she said, I cannot do math. I'm really bad at math. And she tested at the fourth grade level. She was entering in at the seventh grade level, I think, with us, right when we were starting middle school. And we got her quickly on her math account, the Khan Academy account, and she started working at her own pace. And she started, her parents would come to me and say, she's working, you know, late into the night on this. Long story short, she kind of got a fire in her belly about math when she was able to do it at her own pace on this interactive website. And 6 months in, she came running up to me at the start of the school day and she said, Miss Laura, guess what? I found out I'm not bad at math. I just have to work really hard at it. And that just still brings tears to my eyes because I think so many children are labeled that they're not good at something when truly they might just have to work harder at it. And when they gain that feeling of I can learn anything and do anything, I just have to work really hard, that just frees them up for the rest of their life.
Laura has accomplished some big goals and achieved great success with Acton. And she believes that following her fear is the way she did it.
Joseph Campbell said, the cave you fear to enter is where your treasure lies. So when you get scared and something looks dark and you don't want to go there, or it's going to be really hard, you want to avoid it. Actually, you have to go into it. And through going into it, you will discover something within yourself you never imagined possible. And that's where life gets really good. But you have to go into the cave.
The cave you fear to enter is where your treasure lies. Laura has built her entire business around that idea. She was haunted by the prospect of going into the field of education, and she hated the idea of having to part ways with potential students and teachers. But doing both of these things led her to accomplish her biggest dreams. Laura found success, not just by conquering fear, but by actively seeking it out and doing the things that she feared the most. Her story demonstrates that when you let curiosity guide you, it will take you to some very, very dark places. If you can push through those moments and keep your sense of curiosity, then who knows what you'll be able to achieve. Everyone's journey is different, but if you get it right, the journey can become the reward.
Thank you again to our friends at Salesforce Essentials for sponsoring The Journey. Our team at The Mission uses Salesforce Essentials every day. Salesforce makes the leading CRM, and they created Salesforce Essentials especially for small businesses. It combines sales and service tools in a single app to help you win customers and build your business. It's affordable, it's made for small businesses just like yours, and it includes in-app tutorials so you never get lost. Try it for free today. Visit salesforce.com/thejourney to start your free trial, or click the link in our show notes. We love Salesforce Essentials and you will too.